Well, Greasy, Bajek, another performance, moments in the game which we were under the cosh, as you'd expect against the league leaders, a full-time team. You know, we've come here to Salford City, and that's a game that we've dug out and dug out and dug out, and we've also had some great quality moments in there, and maybe should have won it right at the death, but you've got to be so proud of the whole performance this afternoon.
Yeah, everyone, not just the lads, the fans and everything, it's unbelievable. We're all in it together. It's been a good performance again, good battling performance. And like you say, when we got hold of the ball, we looked like we should be up there, top 2, 3, 4, 5 of the league. And like you say, I'm so proud of the boys. They just dig in and they're never dead, and we just keep going and going and going until we get our rewards. It's a scruffy goal, but it counts like it's a 35-yard thunderbolt. So,
of course, Corbett, we believe, was the person that got the end of it. He scored that thunderbolt on Boxing Day to make it 2-2. I mean, today we've defended, we've had to defend. I mean, Salford had a port to prove today against FC United. You know, it's three games now, two wins and a draw.
Two wins and a draw.
But overall, I mean, everyone on that pitch have put a shift in today, because the condition second half.
Heavy.
Very hard.
Heavy pitch. Especially in the middle there, where you like to Keenan Glynn want to get on the ball and drive with it. It's been difficult for him in there. But again, he's done superb. Everybody, great shift. Unbelievable.
It is indeed. Everyone on the pitch, I mean, you know, there's not a lot we can say apart from that's how to grind out a result, work hard, and when you get your chances, take them.
Yep.
And also be in a situation where in the first 10 minutes of the second half, we were resilient. We defended, and had to, because the corners were coming in. Yep. We were throwing our bodies into the ball.
Yep.
And it's just paying dividend now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as James said, and we're going to let you go in a few seconds, it's now the important one is against a team, actually, that are below us.
Yep.
The players are going to be up for it still, is that the same way? There's going to be no change, no attitude difference or change at all?
Not at all. We've got to approach the game exactly as we would do Salford, Harrogate, Brackley, Spennymoor, all them sorts of teams. There's no easy games in this league. Everybody... Well, you've seen how close it is. We're 3, 4 or 5 points off playoffs, but we're 4 or 5 points off relegation zone as well. So everybody has got a chance of going top 10. Everyone's got a chance of slipping down the league as well. So we've just got to concentrate on ourselves, keep working hard. That's the key for us, is working hard, grinding out results, and hopefully away from home. We haven't got the win, but we've hopefully stopped the rot of losing away from home.
Salford haven't drawn a game all season here.
No.
You know, so again, it's another record that FC have put in against them.
Yeah.
And just go back into that dressing room and just tell everyone of those players, phenomenal shift.
Yeah.
We've given man a match just to Linney.
Yeah, I'd agree,
But he put a shift in this afternoon. He was all over the pitch, and there were some great performances, and as a team it was superb. But I thought Linfield just today had that little extra about him. He was niggly when he needed to be, and his work rate all over the pitch was fantastic. So just relay that back to them. Listen, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
All the supporters will be very, very happy with the way things have gone in December, and now it's getting to that 45 point mark for the season, and then move on from there.
That's the one.
All the best, my friend. You get yourself a nice shower in those lovely, warm dressing rooms.
Yeah, they're cosy in there.
Yeah, they're cosy, aren't they? Yes.
Cheers, guys.